Conversations with a capital gains investor. You can tell a person who invests for capital gains by what they say and the words they use. Some examples are 1. My net worth has gone up. 2. My home has appreciated in value. 3. I paid $10 a share, the price went to $15, and I sold. 4. I bought a house, fixed it up, sold it, and made $23,000. 5. The company's earnings are up, so I expect the share price to follow. Conversations with a cash flow investor. You can also tell a person who invests for cash flow by their words. Some examples are 1. What is my cash-on-cash return from the property? 2. The stock is paying a 56 cents per share dividend. 3. Did you factor in your income from depreciation? 4. It is a tax-free municipal bond paying 7% interest. 5. I receive 16% interest from my tax lien certificate. Conversations with a financial advisor. When you talk to most financial advisors, they say, "When you are young, I recommend an aggressive growth fund. After you retire, I recommend you switch to an income fund." Translation: when you are young, invest for capital gains. When you are old, invest for cash flow. The greatest of fools. One of the primary reasons, other than greed and corruption, so many people lost so much money in the late 1990s is because they were investing for capital gains. During the latest tech bubble, it became so bad that investors were investing in companies without earnings or profits, much less dividends. They were investing in the greater fool method of investing, which means they were hoping for a fool greater than they. At the peak of the bubble, the fast money moved out and the greatest of fools emerged. Is this still going on today? The answer is absolutely. National television. In September of 2003, while in New York, I went on the set of a nationally televised financial show for an interview. The well-known financial commentator came at me immediately, calling into question my investment strategy. With a smirk, he said, "The Dow is up nearly 50%. What do you have to say about that?" Reeling from his rather aggressive posturing, I replied, "So what?" Obviously, he was a capital gains investor, and I am a cash flow investor. He invests like a rancher, and I invest like a dairy farmer. Obviously, the rest of the interview did not go well. Warren Buffett says, "The dumbest reason in the world to buy a stock is because it's going up." A very important distinction. Whenever I hear someone say, "Invest for the long term," I often ask, "What are you investing for? Are you investing for capital gains or cash flow?" If I'm investing for cash flow, I really do not care about price. I'll pay the price if I get my cash flow, my return of my money, now, not tomorrow, not on the long term. In other words, show me the money, now.